Transition. Transition is difficult. It requires that we leave something behind and move into something new. What is known to us is comfortable, even though it may not be good for us, and certainly is no longer what is best for us. Everything that grows goes through transition. A seed is put in the ground and it dies in order that a new life form can begin to grow. A flower or fruit develops and is picked, and unless the fruit is used for food, both will wither and die. On a farm, dead plants are often ploughed back into the ground to provide nutrients for the next crop to come. Transition takes place from one season to the next. The Bible tells us, "The Lord will lead you. He himself is with you. He will not fail you or leave you. Don't worry. Don't be afraid." From Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. In recovery, we are transitioning not only from the misuse of substances, but also from things like a lifestyle of isolation to one of looking for and accepting peer support. We are moving from trying to figure out the big questions of life about meaning and purpose on our own to consulting God and learning how God answers those questions. We are transitioning from avoiding the pain in our hearts to confronting it and receiving comfort and healing. We are moving away from impulsive and obsessive thinking to gratitude and solid solutions which develop as we pray and learn, and the list goes on. The Bible says, "The Lord says, I will teach you and guide you in the way you should live. I will watch over you and be your guide." From Psalm 32, verse 8. Without God's promise to teach and guide us in the way we should live and watch over us, the burden of this new way of life would be too great for us. That's why it's important to remember every day of our lives that we are powerless and that on our own our life is unmanageable. Each day it is necessary for us to take time to read the scriptures and to get to know the God who can restore us to sanity and moment by moment, day by day, practice turning our will and our life over to his care. Let's pray. Loving God, as I face this day, give me the strength and courage to make whatever transition is necessary in my heart, in my thinking, and even in my circumstances, so that my character defects will go and your will becomes the desire of my heart in all my affairs. Amen.